So, welcome to season 3 of School for the Dogs podcast. To be totally honest, I'm not sure what constitutes a new season, but I have a brand new intro that I'm about to play for you and an outro too, both recorded by this ukulele duo that I'm obsessed with. They're located in Tasmania, Bill and Lizzie. Their band is called Toast Garden. I wrote them the other day and I said, I have this idea for doing an intro song based on the song Time Is On My Side, which is weirdly in the public domain. And within like 12 hours, they sent me this amazing recording, which you're about to hear. Season 2 started just about exactly a year ago. In the last year, I recorded 73 episodes. We navigated COVID quarantine together. I interviewed some of my dog training heroes, Ken Ramirez, Milena DeMartini. I interviewed pretty much everyone on our staff, all of our trainers, which I really enjoyed doing. I spoke to a presidential candidate, talked about losing my beloved dog Amos and adopting a new puppy, Poppy. And I'm excited for episodes that are coming down the pipeline. The podcast has been downloaded now over the last 3 years about 150,000 times, which is pretty cool. And we also have a brand new app, which you can find in the Apple App Store or in the Google Play Store if you look up School for the Dogs Community, or you can go to schoolforthedogs.com/community. There's a section in the app just for people looking to discuss anything in the podcast. There's also a special deals section with discounts. And there's a wonderful resources section that I worked really hard to put together. It contains a ton of our webinars. It contains tons of checklists, cheat sheets, lots of really good information. If you introduce yourself in the introduction section of the app and use the hashtag podcast listener, I will gift you a month of premium access to the app so that you can access all these goodies. Without further ado, here is our brand new intro. My name is Annie Grossman, and I'm a dog trainer. I'm the owner and co-founder of School for the Dogs, a dog training center located in Manhattan's East Village.
School for the dogs, for the dogs. School for the dogs, for the dogs.
On this podcast, I talk about dog training, interview industry experts, discuss pet trends, answer questions, and try to communicate my love for all things related to behavioral science. Thanks a lot for listening. I think this podcast will help make you the best possible human best friend any dog could ask for. All right, David, thanks for being here. Why don't you just go ahead and tell me about yourself and your really interesting business?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me. So SniffSpot, maybe I'll start by telling you the how it came about, and I can talk about it a little bit. So
great. And if you don't mind, tell me your full name and where you're based.
Yes. So my full name is David Adams, and I'm currently living in Boston.
Okay. And SniffSpot, is SniffSpot your baby?
Yes. One of them.
Oh, okay. Well, are there other babies then that we're going to need to know about?
But there are other babies. There are two fur babies named Soba and Toshi, and they came before SniffSpot, and they actually inspired SniffSpot.
So what is SniffSpot for those who don't know?
Yeah, so SniffSpot is Airbnb for dog parks. The idea is that anyone can offer their land or their yard as a safe and private space for dogs to play. And people that have dogs can book hourly for private time with their dogs for exercise, training, whatever they want.
That's such an interesting idea. So when did you first come up with this idea? And tell me about its evolution.
Yeah. So I was living in Seattle at the time. I had just met this wonderful woman who is now my wife. And I had my dog, Soba, and she had her dog, Toshi. And I was going around to dog parks with Soba. I was a first-time dog owner. And just kept having bad experiences. Soba's high energy. She's a lab pit mix. And I needed to exercise her. But dog parks, you know, there were dogs there she didn't get along with. They felt dirty and not hygienic. So I was feeling dissatisfied. And at the same time, Rebecca was traveling with Toshi for work. And one day she was in Baltimore. She texted me and said, man, it's so hard to just find a place for Toshi to go to the bathroom. I wish there was an app where I could find private yards that I could rent. And that was the origin idea of Sniff Spot. It solved both our problems. And since we started, it's grown. We have spots in over 1,000 cities now and all kinds of spots. It's not just yards. It's land. There's indoor spaces. There's agility courses. There's any kind of dog wonderland you can imagine. There's water. There's beaches. There's mountains. Whatever you and your dog want, you can find it on Sniff Spot.
When did this first start to get going then?
This was early 2018. It was about 3 years ago now. Just about 3 years ago.
And so you were looking kind of for a dog park alternative, which I can totally understand. And actually, at Go for the Dogs, we run like a private dog run, which we've done, for like maybe 7 years now. And membership based. All the dogs have to be approved. It's only four dogs right now. It's only four dogs at a time. It's like indoor, outdoor. There's a trainer there. It's kind of like my idea of like the perfect dog park. But I think that if we had more space and availability and flexibility, I would love to kind of have a spot that anybody, could like just rent for an hour or two. I think it's such a genius idea because especially in cities, it can be really hard to find a safe spot with dog parks being the only option. And dog parks are not always clean and certainly not always safe. So I understand where you were coming from. Your wife was looking for a place for her dog to go to the bathroom. Would he not go while he was walking? Was that the issue?
So Toshi, he's a very picky pup. He doesn't like going to the bathroom on leash.
He doesn't have
great recall.
Remember in Seinfeld, like George would only
exactly. Yeah,
he would only poop in the nude.
he's kind of like George. So that's a great analogy. it started from this. And what we found is that the people that are using Sniff Spot, they're doing it for exercise for their dogs. You can rent acreage, places for your dog to really run. And it's even, you know, most of our users don't live in like urban cores. Many of them live in suburban or even rural areas. And the idea is to be able to get safe exercise for your dog. It's hard everywhere because if you're out in the sticks, you know, there isn't a fence and there could be, gunfire or other noises, hunters, things like that, where people don't feel entirely safe having their dogs off leash, even in the country. Mm-hmm. So we found it's just been really surprising how broad the need is for Sniff Spot.
And was there anything else like this out there? Did you first think, this must already exist?
You know, I looked around, and I hear that a lot, that people are just amazed that it didn't exist before. And no, as far as I've seen, there's nothing in the United States. I think there's one in England that's called Dog Walking Fields or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But in the United States, the closest thing are these private dog runs, like what you have.
Mm-hmm. Which I think, you know, like I obviously I love what we offer, and I wish there were more options for us to be able, or I wish we could offer it to sort of a broader base. But yeah, it's hard in the cities. So yeah. I was looking a little bit on your site, and like in New York City, there are people in New York City who look like they're renting out like $10, looking just quickly, like $10 per dog per hour. There's only one location maybe in Manhattan. $5 per dog per hour, Upper West Side, puppy
in Manhattan.
Oasis. I mean, to get anything for $5 an hour in Manhattan is genius.
Yeah, you know, New York is, like I said, we've got spots in over 1,000 different cities. Mm-hmm. New York is one of our smaller markets for sure. But I've been amazed, you know, at different times we've seen great spots in New York, and not just outdoor, also indoor spots. Hmm. And it just constantly amazes me how even in the most dense urban areas, you can find spots. Mm-hmm. And people are signing up with space, even in the densest areas, like Manhattan is the densest area, I don't know, maybe in the world, close to it.
I'm looking on your site. Tell me a place that I can look at that's going to blow my mind.
Seattle. Okay. Look at Seattle. That's where we started. And you'll get a sense of what it starts to look like as we get more and more spots in the area. There are many spots around Seattle that are just kind of otherworldly for dogs.
Tell me what your background is as far as creating businesses goes. Is this your passion, creating businesses, or is this just sort of like a fluke first time thing?
Well, it's something that I like. My background's in tech. Actually, before SniffSpot, I started by working at Microsoft, and I had started a business before SniffSpot as well. So,
was that a pet related business?
It's not a pet related. No. In fact, for me, it's really important to work on things that I'm passionate about personally. Mm-hmm. And I certainly love animals. However, my previous business was a monthly furnished apartment marketplace. Think of it like SniffSpot for monthly furnished apartments. So
kind of like different though than Airbnb.
Over time, this is about 10 years ago. Over time, Airbnb has definitely gone into that space. At that time, though, Airbnb really didn't do monthly. So it was quite a different thing. The reason I wanted to start that is because my whole life up to that time, my whole adult life, I'd always lived in monthly furnished rentals. I'd never done a long-term rental. And while I was working on that company, the company's called Second Address, I adopted my first dog, Soba. And Soba was the genesis for SniffSpot. So I kind of just follow, pun intended, follow my nose to find things that I like working on and try to make something new.
And as a business, how is SniffSpot doing?
We're a small company. So this is not a big business. This is not a it's not a multi, mega corporation. We've got less than 10 people that are on the team. And we're doing just fine in terms of business and our business model. But for me, my main goal is not to start the next Facebook or something. My main goal is to try to create something that I feel like can make a lot of people happy. Like just seeing how our customers how our customers react to seeing their dogs run free and have a big smile on their face and romp around and play, sometimes really for the first time. It just makes me feel really good. And that's kind of what keeps our team going on a day-to-day basis.
So do you have people who are booking spots like a few times a week?
Definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah. We have people booking almost daily. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a common thing. It's something where when there are enough spots in a place like Seattle, it's really hard to justify not going to Sniff Spot. It's just so nice. You can let your dog off leash. For a human, it's worry-free. And it's actually a nice experience. Like many of the spaces are just really nice. And you can go relax there with your dog. It's like something that's never existed before for people. So people really like it.
Yeah, and a great place to have puppy play dates, like especially during COVID. What a fabulous thing to be able to have a safe spot. I mean, I'm scrolling now through some of these Seattle places and feeling sad that I can't bring.
where are you based?
Can't bring my dog there. I'm in New York City.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, that's maybe the hardest place in New York. To really get any spots, you have to go out on Long Island. Mm-hmm. It's pretty far. Or up into Westchester. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we'll add more there. Sniff Spot is in a lot of places, it's still quite new. Mm-hmm. And something for any listeners out there, we absolutely need more spots. So a lot of our best spots are actually dog businesses, like trainers or kennels that already have land as part of their business. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to supplement their business. So we absolutely need more spots all over the country, and not just the country. We're actually also international. We have many spots in Canada. We have bookings happening as far away as New Zealand.
Wow.
So listeners anywhere, please.
Yeah,
please
maybe. I'm hoping maybe some of our New York clients who have outdoor space will listen to this. And I mean, off the top of my head, I'm already thinking of a few people I know who have very gracious rooftops or balconies. And and it seems like the kind of thing where people would be, I mean, people would probably be okay if they have to walk through your apartment to get to your balcony, right? If it's a big balcony.
Yeah. Well, for a host, it's really a great way to, one, feel like you're actually helping people. Like you said, in this time, COVID, it's a hard time for people. It's nice to be able to help people. Secondly, it's a great way to make money because as a host, you don't have to do anything. It's not like these other side gigs like, DoorDash or Airbnb, where you have to do a lot of work. With Sniff Spot, you just let people use your yard and you make money. And we've got hosts that are making, pushing up close to $2,000 a month.
Wow, really?
And it's just completely passive income.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, for a dog business, it's nice to have that extra income stream. And it's also... it's also a great way to just connect more with your current clients and bring in more clients. So people really like it.
Yeah, maybe we should figure out a way that we could offer this maybe during like off hours through you. And because, again, because I know we have a lot of listeners in New York and other packed urban areas. What is like, are there any like crazy small spots that that people are renting out that are working?
Yeah, like, you know, I guess what I'd say is more like a class of spots. So there's kind of a spectrum. When you get further out of these big cities into more rural areas, what people really are looking for is, you know, multi-acre, at least over half an acre, fully fenced spots to let their dogs run. What we find in the urban cores is that actually having any area where you can play a small game of fetch.
Yeah.
Is hugely valuable, and people are happy to be able to have any kind of space to do that. Mm-hmm. So if I've been amazed at, you know, even in Manhattan, in LA, in downtown Seattle, there are spaces that are like this, mm-hmm. And people are able to share those spaces.
And are people connecting with other dog owners this way so that their dogs can play together, or is that a next step for you guys?
That is actually a great question. So certainly hosts offer, if they'd like, that if it makes sense, dogs, you know, the guest dogs can play with the host dogs. Uh-huh. And that's fine. The thing that we want to emphasize, though, is this should not be an expectation. Many people are using SniffSpot for private time with their dogs.
Right.
And every dog is different. So some dogs have sensitivities or are selective. So hosts should expect to keep their dogs separate from the spot during visits, mm-hmm. So that people can have that private time. But they can offer that playtime if they'd like. And one thing I'll say that's kind of cool is we're actually actively working on a matching feature, mm-hmm. where guests can meet each other, dog owners can meet each other, and actually see if their dogs are a good fit for each other. Because right. this is something that's hard for people today to find dogs that are a good fit for, let's say, my dog. It's
right,
hard.
Like that's a lot of what we do at School for the Dogs, is sort of like matchmaking during groups to make sure it's a good mix. But then, of course, you have the obstacle of where the dogs are going to have their date.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's really with what we found is with play dates, that there are three main barriers. One is the biggest one is finding a good dog that fits your mm-hmm. dog. The second is scheduling, actually. And the third is space. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So with SniffSpot, we're working towards solving all three.
Well, I'm really excited about what you're doing. When I heard about it, I thought, oh my God, I'm so glad this exists. maybe another next place that you could take it is a way that people who just want to hang out with other people's dogs.
yeah, no, that's it, you know, believe it or not, that's a request we've gotten. Seriously.
Yeah, like, can I show up to one of these places just to watch the dogs in a way that's less creepy than hanging out at the dog park and less stinky?
There's a lot of, you know, it's amazing how much people love their dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's something so fun about this is like dogs are just, they really are the best. And it's amazing to see dogs be happy and to be able to actually have fun with your dogs. It's great. And for hosts love that feeling too, of they're helping real people in their community with dogs have fun. And they're also able to make money. And like people, you know, people are covering their property taxes. People are, you know, supplementing their income, paying for renovations. There's all kinds of stuff that hosts are doing with this money that they wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get some people with rooftops or yards in New York City from
this. Yeah, we're working on it.
Let me know. And are you bringing your dog then to Sniff Spots these days?
Oh my gosh, all the time. Yeah, like if I, you know, in Boston, it's a little better than New York, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. But I drive all the way to New Hampshire or down to the South Side, because if we go like a week without going to a Sniff Spot, I can just tell the difference in my dogs in terms of their behavior, in terms of their anxiety. So being able to go let them run free at a spot, it's just...
And do dog parks seem like unappealing to you now?
Well, you know, The thing I'll say about dog parks is that I think they're really important for cities to have them. Like a lot of people don't have access to any kind of outdoor space with their dog, and dogs absolutely need that. So it's really important. I think that because they're free and they're open, there also are some challenges that people run into, like with other dog. You know, you don't know what other dog's going to be there. You don't know about whether those dogs are vaccinated or what kind of issues there could be there. So for me, if I can, I'd rather go to a sniff spot than go to a dog park.
Totally. Totally understandable. Well, thank you so much, David. This has been very interesting.
Yeah. And really nice talking to you.
Yeah. And I'm just also happy to connect and would love to figure out maybe some ways that we can work together in the future, because I think we're on the same page as far as helping people give their dogs the best possible life under, especially in you know, urban environments.
Yeah. I would love to talk more, and send me all your ideas for getting more spots in New York City, because I would love, I mean, imagine if New York City was just full of sniff spots. That's really the dream.
Well, let's make it happen together.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
Do you need some help teaching your dog where you want him to pee or poop and when? If so, I hope you'll check out our brand new, totally free house training guide. You can find it at schoolforthedogs.com/house. It's filled with lots of really good tips on how to train a dog to potty in the right spot, but it also is going to explain to you how to teach your dog to do it on cue. So go check it out. schoolforthedogs.com/house.
School for the dogs.
Thank you so much for listening. And special thanks to Bill and Lizzie of Toast Garden for the amazing theme song. You can find Toast Garden at youtube.com/toastgarden. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping at storeforthedogs.com. And you can learn more about us at schoolforthedogs.com. You can also connect with other listeners by downloading our brand new app. Just visit schoolforthedogs.com/community.